The year and a day rule said if you injure someone but the person doesn't die of the injuries until at least a year and a day later, you can't be held accountable. Wisconsin inherited the common law rule from 13th century England, where people found it difficult to prove a causal relationship between year-old injuries and death. As in many other states, the old justifications for the year and a day rule have now been found to be irrelevant. That's by the Wisconsin Supreme Court. But by a slim majority, the court declined to overturn the rule retroactively, which means the defendant in the case it was considering will serve only a 15-year sentence for battery, even though his victim eventually died. Carl Shoemaker is a professor of history and law at the UW-Madison. He says it's pretty typical for courts to avoid retroactive rule changes.
There's a couple of principles at stake. One is that in the criminal law, there's a tendency to move towards the most ameliorative reading on the rule. So to apply this prospectively will give this defendant the benefit of the rules that would have been in place at the time he committed the act.
A four-justice majority in the case said it would seem unfair and dishonest to change the law after the fact in order to prosecute a particular person. The majority also quoted a 1977 Law Journal article warning that courts which retroactively broaden criminal laws could one day slide down a slippery slope and start putting innocent people in prison for arbitrary reasons. But three dissenting justices said the defendant shouldn't be protected simply because modern science allowed his victim to live more than a year and a day after he was beaten into a coma. Professor Shoemaker says the year and a day rule is just one of many anachronistic common laws that courts still deal with. For example, he says we owe a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision that it's unconstitutional to execute insane people to 13th century Catholic doctrine.
The rationale is that madness is a punishment inflicted by God, thus placing the one who's gone insane somehow beyond the reach of human legal process and human execution. That to have a proper penitential attitude towards the punishment one's going to undergo, one needs to be possessed of one's reason.
The year and a day rule will now apply in Wisconsin only to people who injured someone before May 16th, 2003. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.